So the price then, so price, the company must set a level that allows the business to earn a profit. The price is influenced by the levels of sales, the image, the position of the product, and the demand for the product. So price, a definition for pricing strategies. This aims to set a price that will help the firm to achieve its long-term marketing objectives. The price must generate sales to earn a profit for the business. So there's three different types of pricing strategies that businesses can use. So you're going to be looking at the general pricing strategies, high pricing strategies, and low pricing strategies. So the general pricing strategy. So in here, we've got two types of strategies. We've got the markup and the psychological pricing. So the markup, this means adding a standard profit percentage to the cost of production or sales of the item to arrive at the final figure. So for example, if the figure costs you 100 euro and you want to make a profit of 25%, then you'd have add an extra 25 onto the 100 euro. So your selling price will be 125. Cost would be 100, the markup would be 25, and the selling price would be 125. Psychological pricing, this means setting a price based on the experience of the consumer in a target market. So for example, perfume and carpet users charge a higher price. Setting the price below, kind of instead of having 2 euro, you might have 1.95. So people think that they're only paying 1 euro for it, not thinking about you're nearly paying 2 euro for it. So it's psychological pricing that they have. So 195 euros instead of 200 euros. So the psychological what the consumer thinks of when they're actually buying. The second one then, high pricing strategies. So these consist of price leader or price premium, and then you've got price scheming as well and profit maximizing pricing. So your premium pricing or price leader. This occurs when a firm deliberately charges a higher price than competitors to create an impression of a superior quality or superior product. It enforces other elements of the marketing mix and expensive packaging. So the likes of higher end clothes, so Hugo Boss, so higher prices. Price scheming then, this is when a firm charges a high price at the launch of a new product, trying to recover the high development cost as quickly as possible. So new TVs coming out, computers, especially in the technology here, sector, so Apple will be one as well. And then the third one then, profit maximizing pricing. So this means setting a price that will generate the largest amount of profit as quickly as possible, for example, concert tickets. And the last part then, low pricing strategies. So you got penetration pricing, discrimination pricing, predatory pricing, and loss leaders. So penetration pricing, this is when you come in with a low price to get into the market. So you capture the market, and then as soon as you have the market captured, then you're going to increase the price of your product. So for example, Netflix would have done that. So they would have had a low price to capture the market and then increase the price. Disney would have been the same as well. Discriminatory pricing, this means charging different prices to different customers for the same product or service. So you have the likes of cinema tickets. So you'd have old age pension tickets, student tickets for the same price. And then people who are not a student or old age pension would pay a higher price. So you'd have cheaper prices, higher prices to go in and see the same film. Predatory pricing, this means setting prices below cost in order to drive a competitor out of the market. So this would happen with price wars. So of course, when competing firms go up against each other and cut the prices of products that they would have. For example, Dunn's launched their own cola soft drink, and a war broke out between Coke, 7-Up, and Club Orange. All dropped their prices except Finch's. So you'd have a pricing war going on with that. Loss leader then, so this is a product sold at or below cost price in a hope to generate other more profit sales. So you might use it to attract customers to come in. So petrol stations might do that. So maybe sell petrol at a low price to attract the customer to come in, and then they might buy the cup of coffee, which has got a huge profit margin on it. The factors then that affect or influence the price, you'd have cost of production. So the company needs to make a profit, looking at the break-even point. The level of demand, higher the demand, higher the price. What are competitors' pricing selling in that? And the product positioning. So when we think of the product, is it a higher end product or a lower end product? The life cycle of the product and what stage is it at? So is it at the introduction stage or is it at the saturation stage? Taxes then, so VAT will increase the price, and especially with goods coming in from England as part of Brexit, you're going to have customs duty as well in it, and legal registration restrictions. So freedom to set prices or prevent price fixing. So you can't fix a price between different companies. It's illegal.